It is Sunday, October 7, 2018. I'm Martin Coutts and welcome to EduChat. For this episode, I am joined by a very special guest. It's the first time I've ever had anyone co-host with me on this podcast. And I'm joined by no other than my co-host on my other show, Kids Tech. It is the one, the only, it's my beautiful daughter, Elise. Hello, Elise.
Hello.
Now, do you want to tell some people who haven't heard about Kids Tech a little bit about you?
At Kids Tech, I'm joined with my brother and as well my dad. We are doing it on every Sunday.
And what do we talk about on Kids Tech?
We talk about, like, iPads, what's your favourite app? That's what we did today, and last week we talked about apps that's not appropriate.
Yeah, internet safety. Now, can you tell everybody how old you are?
I'm 7 years old.
And what devices do you use in the house?
I use my iPhone and my iPad.
Very good. And what are we going to talk about today? What do you think we should be telling everybody about today?
Mindfulness and screen time.
Excellent. So we're going to look at the new feature in iOS 12 called screen time and how it can actually help you be that little bit more productive and how you can actually use it with pupils as well, how it might translate into classroom use, especially when there's a lot of talk about taking time away from the screen, even if you are using it in a positive light. So let's have a little chat about screen time. So one of the things that you wanted to do for this podcast, Elise, was to talk about what?
Mindfulness.
Excellent. Now, for people who don't know about mindfulness, could you maybe give them a little bit of an explanation, just what you think mindfulness is?
It will calm you down if you've had a rough, hard or long, tiring day from school or work or grown-ups, if they've had a long day at work.
Okay, so with mindfulness, what do we focus on if we're doing stuff with mindfulness?
Our breathing.
Right, and do we do anything like that at home? Do we do anything with focusing on our breathing at home?
We do. Some nights we in my bed, or either it's downstairs, we sometimes just do a little bit of breathing together.
Okay, and how do we monitor the breathing? How do we know how long it's taken us to breathe, when we can breathe in and breathe out? Do we use any apps? Do we use anything that works?
We use an app on Daddy's Apple Watch, and it's got a big flower, and then it goes up to breathe out, and then to breathe in, it goes small.
That's it.
Like that.
Very good. And for people out there not realising, it's in through the
nose
and out through the
mouth.
Good. And we just track that. And why do you like doing that? What does that help you do?
Because it clears your mind.
It clears your mind. Now, sometimes using a screen can, some people use their screen on their phones to clear their mind because they might sit. You had a very good point on this morning's episode of Kids Tech. Why do some people maybe like using apps for that?
It's to calm them down.
Calm them down because they can maybe, what can they do? What can they maybe get out of their heads?
Like your friends being mean to you. You need to get that out of your head.
Okay.
You need to get like if you couldn't answer anything, you couldn't do your work properly, you couldn't get anything right.
Okay.
You can just clear that off your mind with mindfulness.
Okay, so taken away from Daddy's daddy head and going into Daddy's other head, which is teacher. What can teachers do at school to help if pupils are getting stressed or pupils are getting worried or they're wanting to do some mindfulness? What would you like to see happen at school?
we have relaxation time after playtime, our first break. So that just clears our mind after break time. Clears your mind from like your running, all the energy that you've had from your break, and it just clears it mostly.
Okay, so maybe having some relaxation time in class would be very good. Okay, excellent. So we've kind of spoke about why we like using mindfulness, but what about if people are using their screens too much? Is there something that we could maybe talk about next that could help people manage how much they use their device or their iPhones or iPads? Is there anything that we could use that's maybe a new feature that's come out?
iOS 12.
In iOS 12, there's a feature called, can you remember?
Screen time.
There we go, screen time. So we're just about to talk about screen time just after this quick little break. So, Elise, I think people listening to this will quickly realise how much you understand what it's like to have a relaxed mind and how much it's important that you're not always just sitting at your screen, even if you are being creative. Would you think that's, do you think that's right, that it's not always important to sit at your screen?
It is important not to always sit at a screen because your eyes could get sore sometimes and you need to take a break.
And you might get tired. Yeah. Do you think, because there's some days that you've just sat at your iPad and just watching stuff.
But
do you, hold on. Okay.
But I take a break sometimes to go up to my room and probably dance.
That's very true. You take time to dance. But if people are just sitting at their screens all day, do you think they become more grouchy? Do you think they become more grumpy and not... Would you say that you're good at getting things done or worse at getting things done if you've been sitting at your screen all day?
I would be worse at getting things done because you don't get, like, homework done if you need to do that, and you can't hear your mum and dad if the volume's turned up all the way. You could not hear your mum and dad.
Very good. So with iOS 12, we got a new feature, and this is something that it's one of the big features of iOS 12, and I'm sure you've already been using it. You've already seen how good it is, because it's not just one app, one feature. It's actually a heap of features brought in together. So screen time allows you to monitor how much you use your device, and it shows you how long you've spent in a particular application or a group of apps. So say you've been using social networks like Facebook or Twitter. I certainly know I'm quite bad for going on Twitter and Instagram. Yeah. It would let me see how much I've used it. But we use a thing in the house, don't we, where I can see your iPad and iPhone from my screen. I can see everything you're doing. And because we use family sharing, I can actually see
what
apps you've been in, how long you've been using it, and I can monitor and I can set limits. So if I was going to enable screen time, if I was going in as a parent, I could say that this was my device or this was your device. So for teachers, it might be important to know that if they're working with pupils who bring their own iPads to school, that these features might be enabled. So it's an idea. Do you think sometimes teachers and mums and dads could talk a bit more about how devices are used both at school and how devices are used at home?
Yeah, that is really important that is told to people that don't know to stay on screen too much. That's why we don't always get to go on iPads at school.
That's very true. And do you think schools could, do you think it would be quite nice if your school did like an information day for mums and dads who maybe aren't like me and know all of this? Maybe mums and dads who don't really know that these things exist. Do you think that would be useful?
Yeah, that would be really useful for school.
So you've had downtime put on your iPhone and iPad. So for people who don't know, could you explain what downtime is? Just in your own words, what do you think downtime is?
It just takes a few apps off while...
Does it delete them? Because when we say take apps off, it sometimes people might think that that means that they're deleted from the device.
No, they just go black.
They
just go black, but they come back up and in the mornings because it goes back on, all the apps go back on at 7 o'clock.
Okay, so from my iPhone or iPad, I can switch it on to start at like 8 o'clock at night. So that means all the apps go dark at 8 o'clock. And then I can switch them all back on at 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, if you are doing this with you with children, or if pupils have had a limit set, they can actually request an increase. They can request an increase on how, get additional time. All of these types of things. They can do it from the device using the parent's passcode if a parent has set one up, or they can just request it and it pops up. Almost like the app sharing, because that's something else with family sharing, isn't it? If you want to download an app, are you able to download right away, or do you have to ask?
You have to ask, because you don't we used to always download apps.
Your brother used to sneak a couple of apps, didn't he? Mm-hmm. And you used to restrict it. So that's one way that you can do it. The other way is what we call app limits. So within screen time, there are four kind of key settings. There's downtime, there's app limits. Restrictions have moved into this section. So they used to be under the general menu within settings, but now content and privacy restrictions are in here. And you can actually set some apps that are always allowed. So for example, I might have my podcast app always allowed because I always want to listen to it. And some are set by default. So the settings app, phone, maps, messages, and FaceTime are all set by default to always be on. So you can go in both as a teacher or as a parent or as a pupil, and you can actually set how long your time is going to be. And you can limit how many apps you're using within a particular day. If you do reach a limit, if it comes up and it says, say you set a 10-hour limit for social networks, and you've actually found that across your devices you've reached that limit, you can ignore it. So you can either ignore it for 15 minutes or you can ignore it for the whole remaining day. So these are all sort of pretty good features, aren't they? And at the end of each week, you get a summary of how much you've actually used within a particular app or a particular group of apps, which is quite nice. So we're really beginning to find this balance of how long you sit at a screen and how long you take time away, either to go and, you know, there could be a rule in the house that there's no devices used at a dinner table. There could be a rule that you come in and you have to speak to everybody for at least 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, share your day before anyone gets near a device. And it's the same within school. As much as I'm a champion of using devices, it is sometimes nice to take a step back. So some good activities to do would be a little bit of mindfulness, relaxation time as Elise called it, or even just coding unplugged, where you're still introducing computational thinking and problem solving, but you're not just doing it via Swift Playgrounds or Sphero or any other coding app. You can introduce coding through the principles without actually touching code. And that might be a good topic to talk about for our next episode. But right now, I think we're just going to wrap it up there. So I'd actually like to say a big, big thank you to my very, very special guest and my first ever guest host on EduChat, my beautiful daughter. Thank you so much, Elise.
It's great for me to have to be here.
Great. And if people want to hear more from you, where can they hear you more? Where can they hear more things that you say and some more of these wonderful thoughts that you have?
On Kids Tech. It's on Apple Podcasts.
So can you just tell the name one more time?
Kids Tech, it's on Apple Podcasts.
Very good. And if you want to get in touch with me, I am, of course, Martin Coutts. I'm at mcoutts81, that's M-C-O-U-T-T-S 81 on Twitter, Instagram, and all the things. If you like this, please let me know. If you want to hear something or give me episode ideas, I'm always open to hearing. those. Have a great week, and we're definitely going to get back to this being a weekly podcast. It's been great. Thank you so much. Take care.